Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're delving into a fascinating study about how our brains handle information from different senses, specifically in a region called the ventral premotor cortex, or VPC for short. This area of the brain has been a bit of a mystery when it comes to understanding how it integrates tactile and auditory information. Researchers set out to answer some tough questions about how our brains differentiate and process multiple sensory inputs. Here's the scoop. The study aimed to unpack how neurons in the VPC work when two types of stimuli, tactile or acoustic, are presented simultaneously. The researchers trained two monkeys to participate in a task where they had to detect whether a stimulus was present or absent and whether it was tactile or acoustic. Through single-cell analysis and more comprehensive population-level analyses, they recorded the monkeys' brain activity. What they found was quite intriguing. Neurons in the VPC displayed a variety of response patterns, so some specialized in responding to just tactile stimuli, some to just acoustic ones, and a subset of neurons was bimodal, meaning they reacted to both types of stimuli. And even more interesting, some neurons appeared to maintain a memory of the decision made, potentially aiding the animals in recalling whether they perceived a sound, a touch, or nothing at all. The researchers employed advanced techniques to analyze the activity of the neurons, including dimensionality reduction methods that helped clarify how the neurons coded different stimuli. They discovered that during stimulus presentation, the neural activity patterns sharply diverged based on the type of stimulus. In contrast, during periods when stimuli were absent, the neural activity stabilized, demonstrating the VPC's ability to switch gears between processing available sensory information and maintaining decision-related memories. Now, let's break down a little more of the science behind their methods. The experiment consisted of a bimodal detection task, or BDT. The monkeys were shown three conditions: tactile, acoustic, or no stimulus, and their neural responses were meticulously recorded across 911 neurons. This allowed scientists to analyze the variance in firing rates according to the stimulus conditions and track how the neurons responded over time with a wide array of detailed metrics. Ultimately, these findings suggest that the VPC plays a critical role in integrating sensory information across modalities. The structural and functional dynamics observed support earlier hypotheses regarding neural processing in more complex behavioral tasks. However, not all the applause is without critique. While the study is robust and clearly communicated, there are areas for improvement. Firstly, the article does not provide a direct path for others to replicate their work since data availability is not fully clear. Including direct links or citations for raw data would greatly enhance transparency and scientific collaboration. Secondly, while the methodology is detailed, a more explicit note on how specific findings relate to broader neuroscience themes could help contextualize this research within the wider landscape of brain science. That said, the statistical methods employed in this study, such as PCA and the use of recurrent neural networks, were appropriate for their analyses and were clearly laid out, aiding in confirming their results. Moreover, the integration of these network models alongside empirical data adds an innovative layer that emphasizes the importance of computational neuroscience in understanding brain function. In conclusion, this latest study on the VPC not only advances our knowledge of multisensory integration but also poses new questions about how our brains balance competing information to make decisions. As this research moves forward, it will be exciting to see how scientists continue to explore these dynamics, particularly regarding how they apply to real-world scenarios. And you can bet we'll be keeping an eye on these developments here at SciBud. Thank you for joining me today on this quick dive into exciting research from the realm of bioimaging and neuroscience. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share. Until next time, keep exploring and stay curious.